Supply chain strategy. The supply chain is managed using supply chain management and logistics. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines logistics as follows. 1. In a supply chain management context, it is the subset of supply chain management that controls the forward and reverse movement, handling and storage of goods between origin and distribution points. 2. In an industrial context, the art and science of obtaining, producing, and distributing material and product in the proper place and in proper quantities. 3. In a military sense, where it has greater usage, its meaning can also include the movement of personnel. Marketing and supply chain strategies need to be closely aligned with each other. The supply chain needs to provide access to offerings where and when they are desired without this service costing more than would be profitable. Supply chain strategy decisions can affect the organization's performance objectives, speed, dependability, flexibility, quality, cost, and the competitive advantages that can be created and maintained. Supply chain partners can design their operations for greater economies of scale and compete by offering lower prices or distribution costs or other advantageous services or terms. Supply chain partners may also contribute expertise based on their more narrow spheres of experience, for example, material performance, cross-docking expertise. Depending on their abilities and the level of integration between the parties, some or all supply chain members may be able to maintain lower levels of inventory and cut operating costs. However, managing supply chain relationships takes time and money, and dealing with partners involves risk. There is uncertainty about order lead times, guaranteed quantities, item quality, or damages in shipment. There may be risks to the organization's strategic goals and reputation. Consequently, designing and managing the supply network is critical to operations. Part of this will involve determining the big picture of how materials should flow through the network. The network itself also needs to be designed. Designing materials flow. A central concept in supply chain management is to engineer the flow of materials to be effective and efficient. Creating the most effective and efficient flow of materials requires designing how materials will flow into, through, and out of the manufacturing process from acquisition to use and eventual distribution. Materials flow may also need to account for reverse logistics, returns, end-of-life disposal, or remanufacture. Materials flow can be coordinated as part of material acquisition and during manufacturing. Acquisition designs may decide how much information from demand management to share with suppliers so they can order their own materials in advance. Acquisition also needs to coordinate materials planning and procurement. Materials flow during manufacturing encompasses scheduling and production. Scheduling must be designed to produce items as close as possible to when the customer needs the product, as a shorter lead time will avoid inventory storage costs and reduce risk of order cancellations. Production processes need to be designed to accommodate materials flows such as by minimizing handling and the distances the materials need to travel to promote efficiency. The needs of distribution and specialized reverse logistics functions must also be considered upfront in the design of processes. Demand-driven planning and its material planning subset, demand-driven MRP, DDMRP, are good examples of systems that prioritize effective materials flow. These methodologies avoid generic safety stock in favor of strategically positioned inventory buffers that are dynamically adjusted to maximize materials flow. Supply chain design. Supply chain design can be complex because no individual supply chain stands alone, but instead is part of a network of numerous supply chains that form a complex adaptive network. Exhibit 1-57 shows some possible relationships within a supply chain with three manufacturers competing against each other. Suppliers are upstream from the manufacturers to the left, and distributors slash wholesalers and retailers are downstream to the right. Exhibit 1-57, Supply Network Example. Manufacturer shares a supplier with manufacturer B, supplier 1, as well as a distributor who channels products to the retailer. In addition, manufacturer A has created a direct channel to the customer, perhaps to consumers through internet sales. This process is referred to as disintermediation, defined in part in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as eliminating an intermediate stage or echelon in a supply chain. Disintermediation allows manufacturer A to reduce supply chain operating expense, inventory, and order cycle time and increase profits. probably in an effort to gain more control over its supply line and possibly cut costs, manufacturer B has vertically integrated, for example, acquired a supplier, too. Manufacturer B maintains two channels through distributors, but it also sells directly to the retailer. This disintermediation may cut distribution costs, but could also disrupt relations with the distributors. Disintermediation could also inadvertently raise costs if the distributors added significant value, such as picking and packing very small orders more efficiently than the manufacturer can do. Manufacturer C has a dedicated supplier, 3. This increases its reliance on that supplier, which can be risky if the supplier cannot meet demand. However, it does reduce the expense and complexity of operating the upstream supply chain. The relationships within the network can vary. The same operation may have a small group of preferred or strategic suppliers with whom they collaborate and share information, and a much larger group of suppliers who compete for transactions, one-time purchases. Understanding the organization's supply chain design strategy helps operations see opportunities for strengthening competitive advantage as well as vulnerabilities from threats. It can also help operations understand their supply chain partners' perspectives and business priorities, which can lay the foundation for mutually beneficial collaborative relationships.